Let us pray. Oremos. Please repeat after me. Ven Espíritu Santo, ven.
Ven Espíritu
Santo, ven. Come to our hearts. Give us life. Porque queremos vivir. We want to love. Para encontrar armonía y paz en nuestra vida. En Cristo el Señor. Ven Espíritu Santo. Come Holy Spirit. Come. Ven. Amén. Nos sentamos. Be seated, please. I see the smoke on the right, on the left, but that is not the smoke of the Holy Spirit. Es el humo, pero no del Espíritu Santo, ¿verdad? Es el humo de las hamburguesas que están preparando para la celebración de esta mañana. Good morning, everybody. It's great to be here today in the Feast of Pentecost with all of you. Not everybody is here, I know, but I see people from the three services that we celebrate every Sunday in St. Vith's community. And for me, that means a lot. Los saludo a todos, y aquí hay unas muestras de personas de los diferentes servicios, tres servicios que cada domingo hacemos en este templo en nombre del Señor. Y yo me alegro de encontrarnos todos juntos celebrando. And this is an opportunity for get to know each other a little bit better. Because it is difficult to get together every Sunday. And we wish to be able to be there present every Sunday in every service. But you know how it is life. So this is a great opportunity. And I hope that it doesn't end here in the nave, in the sanctuary, but it will continue in the parish hall. Because the Lord, the Holy Spirit, doesn't invite us to be nice people only in the nave. Right? El Señor no nos pide solamente ser buenos en la iglesia, sino también afuera. We have asked the Holy Spirit to come. Hemos pedido al Espíritu Santo que venga a nuestras vidas. But are you ready to receive the Holy Spirit? Pero estamos listos para recibir al Espíritu Santo. Porque el Espíritu Santo nos sorprende. The Holy Spirit surprises us. And believe me, sometimes we are not happy with the surprises. As you know, my wife, Claudia, right? She loves surprises. She loves surprise me in many occasions. Like, for example, one day we talk about changing the carpet of one of my daughter's rooms. And we said, okay, yes, after Holy Week, I will take a couple days off and help you to change the carpet. I came just a couple days before the celebration of Holy Week, and my wife had turned out the carpet already. And I said, when is going to happen? She said, I have to start doing something, otherwise it's going to take forever. There you go. A veces nosotros queremos que el Espíritu Santo venga a nuestras vidas, pero en realidad no estamos listos. Many times we are not ready to receive the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Just think about that. As I was putting these ideas together, I was thinking about my own life. And I invite you to think about your own life. How many times you have been surprised by the Holy Spirit. It was the year 1993 when I was studying theology in Colombia. and a friend of mine who was going to Colombia, to Bogota, to renew his visa. He said, "Fabio, what are you doing this and that day?" He said, "Can you have lunch with me?" And I said, "Sure, I can have lunch with you." I didn't know that that conversation was going to change my plans to come here, actually to come here to San Vicente today. Fue, por ejemplo, en las sorpresas en 1993, cuando un amigo mío me invitó a comer, a almorzar con él en Colombia, ¿no? Y en ese lunch, después de que yo tenía todo planeado para mis estudios y mi vida, en esa simple conversación, todo cambió en mis planes. Y eso ha hecho que yo esté con ustedes en esta mañana. Vean ustedes. So I invite you to think about the presence of the Holy Spirit and how she, the Holy Spirit, will do surprise us in different ways. The reading today, the first reading that we have read in wonderful in different languages, very confusing for some, right? For me, what it's telling me is that once Jesus resurrected, the apostles, they were the disciples of Jesus, they were going to say, they said, "Well, we are going to proclaim, we are going to tell the story of Jesus, his passion, his death, his resurrection, and we're going to do in our own language. Because this is what we know." But 50 years later, when the spirit of the Pentecost, according to Luke, is telling us that they were telling the story in different languages. 50 years later, we're telling the story in different, the same story. What I am getting is this. Everybody was following the same story in different languages. Right? That is what is amazing about the power of the Holy Spirit. Lo que yo leo en la primera lectura es como 50 días, pero para Lucas sería como 50 años cuando escribió el Evangelio. El Evangelio que leemos es hoy es que en 50 años después, el mismo mensaje del Evangelio estaba llegando a la gente de diferentes naciones, de diferentes lenguas, de diferentes culturas. Y ese es el poder del Espíritu Santo. So, for those who didn't understand, and previous to the Holy Spirit, they thought that Christianity was monocultural, one culture, monolinguistic, one language. But the Holy Spirit surprised them and said to the disciples, "You, if you want to grow, if you want to be big, if you want to tell the good news to the entire world, you have to embrace other languages." And it's great because 2,000 years later, we are still dealing with that. In what language we need to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. And sometimes, as you know, surprises make us very happy in our birthdays, but very uncomfortable. Like my wife or your husband spending money without telling you, right? Something like that. So the Holy Spirit many times make us uncomfortable because God wants some change in our lives. Changing something that is not making sense in our personal life, in the life of the church, in the life of the nations. Muchas veces el Espíritu Santo nos hace un poco, ¿cómo se dice? Uncomfortable, incómodos, nos incomoda. ¿Cuántas veces no hemos estado inclusive enojados con Dios, pensando que nosotros estamos en lo correcto y que Dios está en lo incorrecto? How many times we think that we are right and God is wrong? And that is our relationship with God, the Holy Spirit. Now, the question is, why
God
in the power of the Holy Spirit, why surprises us like the, God doesn't take us into account, doesn't talk to us? We wonder. ¿Por qué muchas veces preguntamos y por qué Dios no me pregunta cuáles son lo que yo quiero hacer? My answer is because God knows us. And perhaps if God says, if I am asked this person, what he or she wants is not going to be the one, the answer is not going to be something that is pleasing and good for that person. Therefore, I better don't ask. Think about, you know, in the life of the community, in the life of the parish, the planning, the conversations, the meetings and meetings and meetings. Are we allowing the Holy Spirit to speak? Because in many plans, what I have seen in the life of the church, just not going out of the Diocese of Atlanta, in the born of new parishes, new missions, Latino ministries, not always have been fruit of planning. The born of new communities have been the surprises of the Holy Spirit that made people, many occasions, uncomfortable. There is another reason that I believe God does, God in the power of the Holy Spirit surprises us. Hay otra razón por la cual el Espíritu Santo nos sorprende. La primera, les dije, es porque Dios nos conoce. Y si nos conoce, no nos va a preguntar porque vamos a contestar lo que nosotros queremos y no lo que necesitamos. Pero hay otra razón que quiero señalar, es que el Espíritu Santo es nuestro abogado. Dice la palabra abogado, nuestro defensor. Y como el Espíritu Santo, como defensor y abogado, él aboga y defiende la causa de los justos, la causa de los pobres, la causa de los excluidos. Entonces, si nos va a preguntar a nosotros, nosotros usualmente no tenemos en cuenta a esas personas que están desplazadas, minimizadas por la sociedad. Por eso el poder del Espíritu Santo nos sorprende, nos continúa sorprendiendo. So here is the other reason why God doesn't ask us and surprises us. Because as we read in the Gospel, the God in the Holy Spirit is our advocate, our defender. So the Spirit is defending the people who are displaced by many circumstances in life. People who do not have a house, who don't have a family, who doesn't have a life, a church. So perhaps God says, if I am going to ask this community to open a service in another language, the answer of this community is going to be no, because they don't think about the other. Therefore, I am not going to ask. I am going to start a new project. It's challenging this homily, right? Perhaps you say, Fabio, stop. Stop there. But that is how the Holy Spirit works. Just think about it. Think about your plans and how in the course of life your plans have changed for better. So we are asking this morning, as we celebrate the Feast of Pentecost, to continue opening for us the something that is important is the discernment. We need to discern. We need to be open to listen to the voice of the Spirit and to be ready, because God is going to surprise us, especially when we have all our lamps planned. En este momento, en esta mañana, yo los invito, como personas de fe, como personas de Dios, como personas que hemos recibido el Espíritu Santo, que nos preparemos para tener diálogos con Dios, para escuchar a Dios y hacer un discernimiento más justo y necesario en el mundo de hoy. De tal manera que la voz de Dios también se haga presente en la realidad de nuestros corazones. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.